USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. New Hampshire's GOP governor ordered an army of 80 state troopers to arrest protesters that peacefully turned their back to the governor during an executive council meeting, including questions given on health outcomes for those forced to be vaxxed and those questioning the election fraud in the state.
You wanted to talk to me? And he said, oh yeah, you're under arrest. I said, I'm under arrest? For what? He said, disorderly conduct. I said, okay. Well, once he cuffed me up, that's when I said, we're being arrested.
The governor secretly surrounded the building with state troopers and arrested all dissenting voices. The U.S. Department of Defense has moved to conceal the identities of Afghan citizens and their family members who aided the United States during the 20 years of war in Afghanistan that cost more than 172,000 lives. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Excitement as Australia reopens their border.
Sydney's international airport came alive with emotions, embraces, and laughter on Monday as Australia's border opened for the first time in 20 months. Australia believes that vaccination rates are now high enough to mitigate the dangers of allowing international visitors again. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senator Bernie Sanders, independent of Vermont, took a veiled swipe at Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, on Monday. Sanders, speaking with reporters at the Capitol, didn't mention Manchin by name. The fact is that, according to the Congressional Budget Office, the infrastructure bill runs up a $250 billion deficit. It's not paid for, Sanders said. The legislation that I want to see passed is paid for in its entirety. It will not have an impact on inflation. So if we're talking about fiscal responsibility, I think what we're trying to do with the reconciliation bill is the right thing, he added. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Vaccine mandates for children could be problematic.
Last week, the Food and Drug Administration approved the COVID-19 vaccine for the least affected age group in America, ages 5 to 11. Congressman Dr. Greg Murphy, the Republican from North Carolina on Newsmax, says mandating vaccines is problematic.
I have since day one been an advocate of people being vaccinated. I studied the science. I got vaccinated. Even more importantly, I had my family get vaccinated, who I care for much more than myself. I believe that this is a safe and effective medication. However, what has happened in this country as far as we've moved forward, we've made decisions that are normally and historically made between doctors and patients, now between governments and citizens in the mandates. The fact now that the FDA has moved to the 5 to 11 vaccine approval, in my opinion, it is a little bit problematic.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At a press conference Monday afternoon, Senator Joe Manchin called on the House to stop playing political games and to move ahead with a floor vote on the Senate-passed $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Since August, progressives in the House have held the bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage in an attempt to compel votes for the reconciliation bill. These progressives have warned that they will not vote for the moderate preferred infrastructure bill without passage of a budget that progressives find acceptable. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.